If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have breaking AI news with one of our favorite companies, which is Amazon, and they're doing something interesting. It's not the one that you always hear in the news because they don't really have a consumer-facing LLM, or they actually do, and I'll break that down, but you don't really talk about it a lot. You don't hear it mentioned a lot, and Amazon has apparently just reported that they are developing their own AI reasoning model. In addition to this, Amazon is reportedly working on some new they have a new agentic AI group, so really interesting stuff. We're going to get into all this. Before we do, I wanted to mention that if you've ever wanted to grow your business that you have or your career with AI tools, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I, we record an exclusive piece of content we don't post anywhere else in this AI Hustle School community. And we're usually breaking down a few things. Number one, we're sharing exactly how we are using AI tools for our current businesses, projects, and the results that we're seeing with that. Number two, we're sharing actual revenue numbers. I share screenshots throughout the month of different side hustles I have or different businesses, how much money they have, or how much money they're making, and what AI tools I'm using, the exact process. We document it. So for obvious reasons, we don't share this all publicly, but if you're part of the AI Hustle School community, we share all of that. We have dozens and dozens and dozens of videos, tons of different courses on different side hustles, AI for growth hacks, which is kind of like my like secret sauce background that I like to play with. So how we do all of this, it's $19 a month to join the AI Hustle School community. And if you get it now, we've in the past had this at $100 a month. It's currently at a discount and we will never raise the price on you if you lock in at that $19 a month. Even if we raise the price of the community, you can get locked in at that price. So if you want to join over 300 members in this who all are sharing really interesting insights, go check out the AI Hustle School community. All right, Jamie, tell us about what is going on over at Amazon.
Yeah, so Amazon last week released how they are going to be coming out with Alexa Plus, which is essentially Alexa now integrated with AI. So this is where the agentic capabilities kind of are coming in. And so now they're basically partnering with Anthropic, which we just talked about. Anthropic recently released Claude 3.7 Sonnet. And so they're basically using this to integrate with their Alexa, and it's going to be allow you to book Ubers, navigate websites, and complete other tasks that humans would usually do themselves. So it's kind of, you know, Alexa on steroids is what they're saying. And some of the demos look pretty cool. They are going to be charging $20 a month for this service. Unless you're a Prime member, then you get it for free. So kind of adding more value to that Prime membership. But it's interesting to see them, you know, partner and kind of jump into the whole AI world. But as Jaden said earlier, they've actually been doing this for a while. Just you haven't really realized it. So, Jaden, why don't you tell them a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Jamie and I actually covered this many months ago. Gee, maybe like 6 or 7 months ago at this point. There is actually, Amazon has their own LLM. They do integrations with Anthropic's Claude for sure and a bunch of different products, but they also have their own LLM. And also, if you've ever noticed, if you go over to Amazon.com and you click on a product, they actually have something called Rufus that can, you can like essentially chat with it about the product that you're looking at. They have like a way to chat with it. And it was kind of funny back in the day when this thing first rolled out, a lot of the news or a lot of people talking about this, like, you know, ask Rufus, you know, you could say like, what do customers say? And it's got this like, this thing that pops up and it's telling you about it. It tells you all about the products. So I think this is an amazing, first of all, I think this is an amazing like use case for an AI tool. You're able to like chat with an AI about the product you're trying to buy on their website. So like, well done to Amazon for pulling that off. The funny thing that a lot of people talked about and that we covered as well is that you could literally use it as your own LLM to ask it any question completely unrelated to the product and it would have conversations with you. So like if you were just trying to, you know, get free credits to write thousands of articles, I'm sure people wrote scripts and just had it answer all sorts of questions. So that's kind of funny. But all this to say, there are millions of people every day on Amazon.com. And Rufus is something that's been really useful. So Amazon is rolling this out in very meaningful ways on their platform. Now, they're doing some new interesting things. We talked about the Alexa Plus. That's really cool. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is that in addition to this, so we've seen that they have the base model. They're currently now working on their own reasoning model. This is pretty interesting. All of this is reported by the Business Insider, but essentially this is going to be similar to other models that we've seen. OpenAI, their O3 mini model, and then of course DeepSeek's R1 model are all going to be kind of copied by this. And apparently this is going to launch as soon as June. So, and I'm like I'm sort of impressed and unimpressed by this only because it only took Google and OpenAI like 2 weeks after DeepSeek rolled out their R1 to really get into to copy a lot of the core components. I know it's because they've been working on more of this stuff, but really copy a lot of the core components when DeepSeek came out with their like reasoning model that showed you all the reasoning. OpenAI had previously been like had a reasoning model, but they were kind of hiding it. So DeepSeek was kind of copying them, but then DeepSeek was showing it. And then all of a sudden you had OpenAI, Google, and Grok from XAI all roll out reasoning models where it broke down like what the reasoning was. And so anyways, I was really impressed by how fast all of those companies, especially XAI, because I don't even know if they had it in the works, how fast they all got those like copycat, I guess, like features out that people really like. People like to see how these things reason. So I'm excited that Amazon's doing it. But at the same time, when they say like June, I'm like, I feel like they could have done it faster. They got billions of dollars and they're investing billions, you know, $4 billion into Anthropic and all these other players. So I don't know. What's your thoughts on that, Jamie?
Well, see, I think they've been very deliberate in how they've, you know, released AI features. Every time they do, it basically helps you spend money on Amazon easier. So, you know, like Alexa Plus helping you spend money to, you know, book Ubers and different things. Rufus is helping you make an educated decision on products you're buying, things like that. So I'm interested to see how they incorporate reasoning. I'm guessing it maybe it'll be an addition to Rufus, or maybe it'll be its own thing, or maybe it'll be part of Amazon Web Services, you know, geared towards developers. Who knows? But so far, it seems like they've geared everything towards, you know, how can we use AI to help people spend more money on Amazon? So maybe that's why they're kind of moving slower. But what do you think about it?
I think that is a really good point. I sometimes get so caught up in I'm so excited about the technology that I'm like, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And then at the end of the day, you have to realize there's incentives for everyone to do everything. Like, the reason that Google was so slow to the game and that we got to like rail on them for like a year after ChatGPT is because their incentive was like not to have something to just AI summarize things and move away from advertisers until they got that figured out so it wouldn't impact their advertising business. I think when you look at what Amazon's doing, everything they do has to be motivated by purchasing decisions on their platforms. It's not going to cannibalize or wreck anything. And I think the one thing that I think they're realizing though and why they're putting forth a lot of effort into this is because one of the big things that OpenAI said when they launched their reasoning model was like, this thing's really good for reasoning. It can do really good research. Or their research model. I can't remember what it's called right now. They're like, is it Deep Think or something? Anyways, where essentially, yeah, it's going to do like this, all this reasoning and all this like research for you. And the big thing that they said it was useful for, like if you have to make a big purchase, like you're going to buy a car, or you want to buy like an expensive X, Y, and Z, like this is a good thing to do the research for you. And I think that Amazon seeing this knows that like this is an area they absolutely have to be dominating in, because if Amazon's sitting there and they're kind of on the sidelines and everyone's going to all the other big AI models to do their research about products, you might go buy it on Best Buy or you might go buy it through Google Ads or through like some other platform. Amazon knows like we need to give people the best answers about any products they ask about. Like that is literally their priority. That's the prerogative. Because if they can do that and I'm going to actually go to Rufus and ask about products and I don't go to ChatGPT, maybe it's faster or cheaper or free or better or whatever, like then they can say, here's a, you know, the thing, the best product that you should buy and here's why, and here's the link to it on Amazon. Like Amazon needs to keep it in the ecosystem. So I think you're right. They're being very intentional about how they roll out some of these features while also knowing they got to roll out some of these features.
Yeah. So they're hoping to make Nova. Nova is what they're calling their reasoning model, a more price efficient than some of the competitors. So, but you know, with the release of DeepSeek and things like that, that might be hard for them to do. But That's kind of an interesting point they made as well, as they want it to be a more price efficient to run itself.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to bring up on all of this, because I do think that's really interesting, is that Amazon now has this new agentic AI group. So beyond just like, you know, it does the best research with Rufus and everything else we've been talking about, they also want it to be agentic. And agentic means like these things can go and complete actions for you. You can imagine how valuable an AI agent would be, where you tell it to go like, hey, like, okay, so here's, I don't know, random example. I'm like, hey, I'm setting up a podcast studio. Go do the research of everything I need to set up a podcast studio to host for guests. Go buy everything. Send it to me and I'll set it up, right? Like I could tell an AI agent to do that. Now, if it's Amazon, absolutely has to win that war, because if they don't, and I tell that to Google's AI agent, it's going to go and click through all the links on Google Shopping and buy everything. And it's going to tell all of the people that have their products listed on Google Shopping, like, hey, like it's going to show up as sales there, right? And they're like, wow, man, my Google Shopping is like really the platform where I'm making all my sales. Meanwhile, Amazon's hurting. But if Amazon has the AI agent that can go and make purchasing decisions, it's just going to buy everything on Amazon. So like, I think these platforms notice that these LLMs are kind of it's kind of like a web browser. It's like the way people are getting into the AI agents. And if they can own that interface where people are getting in, they can also control the flow of purchasing and data and a lot of other really, really valuable things. And obviously the biggest one is purchasing. Like Amazon needs to own the AI agent that can go buy things for you. Like if they can be known for that and they're the best at that and everyone uses them for that, they're going to be cruising. Whereas if they're not, and that gets shifted to Google or Grok or OpenAI, now they're going to be hurting, because then they have to pay to play. Oh, OpenAI owns that medium. We got to pay, kind of like how, you know, Best Buy is playing Perplexity to show up in the results for products when you ask Perplexity about it. Like this is a perfect example. Amazon does not want to get in that position where they have to pay OpenAI to have their products listed. They want to be the platform where you're doing the searches and then they can make direct sales without any of those costs.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, all about keeping it within Amazon. So yeah, well, it'll be exciting to see like what it looks like when it's rolled out. You know, I, like you have said, their products so far have been pretty impressive. Rufus, I find really helpful when I'm researching products online. So yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But anyways, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those and we read every single one. And then also check out the school community, AI Hustle, if you want to join a community of like-minded people who are growing their businesses and earning money with AI. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.